the USA was a milk-making machine. In fact, we made so much milk. And who would drink this milk? The peoples. Milk was even distributed free as cheese to those on welfare. Remember the government cheese? So what happened? Where did it all go wrong? Why does everyone you know, one in four people, the millennial and Gen Z, they're all lactose intolerant? Why do people prefer alternative beverages like almond milk and coconut milk, soy milk or oat milk? So how did an entire generation become sensitive to lactose? Lactose is a sugar in milk. Makes you wonder, what is happening here? In Ayurveda, milk is a different ball game altogether. Now, do you know that this podcast is neither an endorsement nor a critique? It is simply a way looking at how it is looked right now and also offer a new perspective, a Vedic and spiritual perspective into the idea of how and why milk became ew for an entire generation of American kids. Now, Ayurveda, for thousands of years, does suggest lacto-vegetarian diet, and that's why if you go to Pakistan, you go to India, you go to South Asia, a lot of people, when they say they are vegetarian, they're not really vegetarian, they're lacto-vegetarian, they're vegetarian with, and they're okay with dairy, right? But Ayurveda says use everything in moderation. So people do have dairy there, and do know the cows in India are different. A lot of, they're A2 cows. They're eating grass and they're A2 cows, and people are not having excessive amounts of milk. That is why we do everything in moderation. So unfortunately, the concept of moderation does not exist in the US, according to my observation, just a personal observation. Gen Z and millennials are very smart, and they know from research that consumption of excessive dairy coming from cattle that has been mistreated, pumped with, they're given first a feed of corn that is not good for them. Then they're pumped with antibiotics, hormones, and this is linked to so many health issues. I mean, let's just start with when you're lactose intolerant, you know, kids can have acne or bloating, diarrhea, lots of farting. And then there is some research related to different cancers like breast cancer, ovarian cancer, and so on. But of course, the jury is still out on that. And we are not trying to be a judge here or, you know, yeah, you should not. We are just trying to give both sides of the picture here. Now, according to a USDA website, cattle was not used for milk by Native Americans, but was bought by European families that migrated to the Americas. So some breeds came in the 16th century, and they were like Durhams or Jerseys or Brown Swiss. And then new cattle breeds were specifically bred for producing dairy. Now, in countries in Southeast Asia, you also have cattle, right? But what is it that cattle needs? Cattle needs a lot of land because they need to graze. So cattle came in the 16th century, and most of the land belonged to the Native American. And these cattle needed land to graze. So they ate and destroyed a lot of native crops, native environments. And this was one of the reasons Europeans annexed and took away the land from the native. They needed it to graze cattle. However, we are not really going to talk about the colonial past of cattle and how they needed space. But I will say this, that due to excessive cattle production, cattle breeding for meat production or dairy production, you know, 74 million hectares of land has been cut in the Amazon rainforest. It has led to greenhouse gas emissions, and it has ended up using an excessive use of a precious resource called water. Anyway, so we will leave it there. So going back 16th century, Europeans bring these new cattles, and they needed land. So they took land, and also it became pretty popular, but it was kind of mostly used by in the rural area. But you know, trying to milk a cow was kind of a really hard job, you know, trying to do it by hand. What if there was a machine? Voila! In the 18th century, a new miracle machine called the Mering milking machine came, and it made it easier for farmers to efficiently milk cows. And now the milk was cleaner, and they started pasteurizing and bacterial testing and so on. So, you know, more and more and more people, like America was becoming big. More and more people came from different different countries. You know, it was now expanding, and a lot of people came from Europe, and in Europe they used milk, they used dairy. So this became like this massive, United States became this massive milk machine. So let's move on to the 19th century. You know, this starting from the Second World War, it became so bad that there was so much milk being produced that the government didn't know what to do with it. In fact, America got cheesed. Let's hear that story. So today we are talking about nutrition, and unfortunately the history of nutrition in the US has been guided by national interests. For example, there were these subsidies that were given to the dairy farmers, which kept the price of the dairy at, it inflated. So what ended up, there was a lot of cheese, meaning government used to buy the cheese from the dairy farmers. So even if the world war happened and so on, ended up they had a warehouse somewhere in, I don't know where exactly, I think somewhere in this Wisconsin, I think, right? And it had 100 metric tons of cheese. And correct me if I'm wrong. It was just an obscene amount of cheese that got collected because government kept on buying, you know, in order to subsidize the dairy farmers, it kept on buying. And then what did they do with the cheese? They didn't know what to do with it. So they decided to subsidize it, meaning people who were on welfare were given this cheese. And this cheese doesn't taste so good. So there were these big lines, and this was seen as a welfare program. And so they got rid of the cheese by subsidizing it and giving it away free to the minorities, giving it away free for people who were on food stamps, which was, they thought was a win-win. But even after giving it away, because it was like, it was so much, it would have gone bad. So they decided to run these ads on the TV. They also partnered with pizza companies and other companies and said, we will give you a free cheese. All you have to do is, so you know, in Italy, if you have pizza, it doesn't have 7 kilos of cheese on it. It's just a little bit of cheese. If you've had Naples pizza, right? Pizza was invented in Italy. There's just a little bit of cheese on it, but America, there's the double cheese, triple cheese, quadruple cheese, and so on. This is all because the dairy farmer said, we want to get rid of our cheese. It's a funny story. And I will give it to you free. All you have to do is just popularize it and use it. So American fast food kind of got cheesed. Everything got cheesed. It got cheesed. So what happens when you have that much of dairy? According to Ayurveda, any kind of food product, it doesn't matter, even if it's good for you, you're not supposed to have only vegetables all day. You're not supposed to have only fruits all day. So the amount of dairy that went in a lot of products, kind of, you know, we got dairy, we got cheese. If you look at pizza, you look at restaurants, and now if you look at it, nobody thinks anything of it. And if you think about it, the obesity rates rose up and so on. And what kind of dairy is it? Dairy is good, it is protein, but have the cows been treated properly? They are given a diet of corn. They're given a diet of corn, and they're not really given, and they are given antibiotics, and they're given hormonal injections. And so the milk itself has estrogen in it, and then you're giving hormone injections. So people who are eating dairy are getting all those antibiotics and hormones injection. Now, not everybody has a lot of money to afford organic food. Organic food is ridiculously expensive. I'm sorry, I remember when there used to be a saying, it's gotten better now. Do you guys ever shop at Whole Foods? They used to say, Whole Foods, whole check. But ever since Amazon bought it, things have definitely gotten better. Oh, awesome. Talked a lot about milk, the history of milk in America. What about the Ayurvedic perspective? What about it? Now, why has an entire generation become intolerant to digesting milk? I think one reason it might be is because of where it is coming from. You know, just like the plant, when we eat food, it acquires the quality of where it's coming from. It's coming from cows that have been pumped with antibiotics. It is coming with cows that are given hormones. So the milk that is coming out of the cows has those things, number one. Number two, over-processing is not good for the body, according to Ayurveda, right? So if you over-process something, that may lead to we becoming unable to digest it in the future. So over-pasteurizing is possibly reason number two. Too much of anything. This is reason number three. If we eat too much of anything, our body does not like it. We should limit it. And we do not believe in moderation in this country. We do not moderate. So eat less of it. It actually applies not just to milk, but anything. So we eat milk and cheese, milk, butter. It's used in everything. Go look at, you know, all the snacks on the aisles. Go look at it. So that's number three. And let's talk a little bit about number four, which is, I think, the possibly one of the most important reasons of why an entire generation became intolerant to digesting milk, is the incompatibility of milk with other food products. Meaning, while you're having milk or a dairy or a cheese or any milk product, and you're mixing it with, let's say, fruit, so fruit and milk do not go along. Putting milk in black tea or green tea does not get along. So the processing and the way milk is digested by the body and the way tea is digested is different. I'm not talking about non-dairy milk. I'm talking about the milk that comes from the titties of the cows, no, actual milk. So alternative milk is preferred in tea. So when you take cow milk with tea, the milk is not going to get digested. So there are some other examples in Ayurveda. For example, you should not mix dairy. And that means, you know how we have cheese with a little bit of grapes and so on. Milk or milk products that includes dairy, that includes yogurt, includes curd. You should not have those milk, dairy products. Anything with fruits, fresh fruits. Dried fruits are okay, but not with fresh fruits. You should never have milk and eggs together. How many recipes in baking call for milk and eggs? No, that can lead to, according to Ayurveda, according to Charaka Samhita, according to these ancient texts, that may lead to indigestion later on over the years. Not in one day, but over the years. And you know, if you look at, this is actual scientific, this is a fact. When you have people who have, let's say, arthritis, or stiffness, or RA, when they consume any sour food at night, or they consume yogurt at night, next day, they complain of pain and stiffness. This is a fact. You can check it out. So they will say, if someone has RA or rheumatoid arthritis or stiffness, they do not have yogurt or milk products at night. So do not, and not just that, but try not to even have sour things. But we are talking about the milk portion. So do not have yogurt at night. Now, if you are going to have, let's say people have a lot of golden milk at night. So you have it, but not like 10 p.m. at night and you go to bed at 10:30. Have the golden milk. Some people are going to have the golden milk. Have it, let's say you have your dinner at 6:30 or 7 p.m. And 30, 40 minutes after that, have a little bit of golden milk. At least 2 to 3 hours before you go to bed. We're talking about the regular milk, not the, of course, if it's alternative beverage like almond milk, soy milk, that is fine. That can be taken at, later on at night as well. So yogurt should never be consumed at night. And this is a fact. So, milk has lactogen and there are certain fruits such as banana also have certain allergens. So if someone has asthma and they're taking milk and banana smoothie, that can actually clog them and cause some congestion to develop, right? So one should not take milk with eggs. And another thing, do not keep on pasteurizing or reheating cow's milk again and again and again and again and again. Don't do it. Don't do it. It's not once is fine. Just pasteurize it or boil it just once. That is the Ayurvedic idea. Second thing is, do not put too much sugar along with saturated fats. And yeah, it is a saturated fat, so too much sugar. And you know, this happens in India. We take milk and we just put so much sugar in it and make these mithai with it. So have less mithai. So yeah, I've given you certain examples. So the combination of milk with fruits, with tea, having yogurt at night, having these smoothies, not good. Stay away. These things can lead to indigestion. All right, I hope you enjoyed that podcast. And if you want to hear more, send me a line. Thank you.